Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
They want to be down with the kids.
Welcome to The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Featuring John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I love being around them.
Get involved by phone at 713-780-3776. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, the kings of Houston sports radio, John and Lance.
Good Friday morning, everybody. This is basically a holiday show. I think every Friday should just be a holiday show anyway. Is today a holiday? I don't even know. Is today something that we, it's Greek Easter Friday. Good Friday. I'm half Greek, right?
I know.
So this half of me is saying, okay, let's celebrate Good Friday today with a holiday show.
Okay.
How the Greeks do it.
What's the Greek thing today?
It's Good Friday. It's Greek Orthodox is always a week after regular Easter.
Okay, are they bringing something?
The Good Easter. Well, no, you know what? Oh, speaking of which, Marcus was supposed to bring us Cajun food on Tuesday. And you know what he did?
What?
Nothing.
What do you mean he was supposed to?
He's embarrassed himself.
What do you mean he was supposed to?
Yeah, he said April 11th, I'm bringing you guys food. And what did he do?
From Orleans Kitchen.
Yeah, from Orleans Food Kitchen. He's Greek. And all the Greeks, all you Gus, all you Yannis, all of you, and you've done nothing for us. You should be ashamed of yourself.
What does Paul Miller do? Passarella.
Yeah.
He brings us Italian.
The Italians. Now that side is happy with the people.
I don't know if Miller's an Italian name, but it's Italian food, so whatever.
Malero. I'm going to call him Paulie Malero.
Paulie Malero.
Yeah.
You can call him Big Paul.
Yeah, Big Paulie.
Hey, Big Paulie.
What's up, Big Paulie?
Yeah, he didn't have. Don't worry about my
last
name.
No, he brings us stuff.
Yeah.
What about these?
These what?
Stunats, okay? These Stunats, what are they doing for us? Nothing. Embarrassing.
So you just want to
Marcus,
open up.
New Orleans Orleans Seafood should be embarrassed, okay? Promising food.
We're opening up today's show with personal grievances of people
not bringing us. If you've got a grievance, give us a call. If you've got a grievance against anybody right now, 713-780. It's Grievance Friday. 713-780-3776.
Any grievances you have.
That's
against,
right.
Maybe your grievance is against the Texans because what I told you is going to come true. They're not going to draft a quarterback at 2. Maybe your grievance is
wait
against.
Whoa. Slow your roll. What are you talking about now?
Maybe your grievance is against
Nick Casario.
Oh, I see.
Now all of a sudden Schefter's jumping on, so it's real?
Yeah.
Shefty's jumping on.
I've got a blue check, guys. You can trust me.
Shefty's jumping on, and all of a sudden now, maybe this is going to happen now because Shefty's on.
Hold on. I've been told. Insiders have said.
I don't want to make it sound like
Shefty?
Adam Trump. Is that a Trump Shefty?
Hold on.
It seems like in football there's a lot of different things, and I've been told that there's a very important trade. It's the best trade. It's a draft pick that's going to be completely outrageous.
Why is Adam Trump?
I know. A lot of times when Adam Schefter talks, it's right here, and there's a lot of conjecture and a lot of feelings, but maybe not the best. It may not be. A lot of people are saying the Texans might not take
the
quarterback.
It's Trump pitch like that, but he does never. It seems like his sentences never end. He goes up. And then it goes up and
so for the second pick of the draft, it has not been discussed yet, but there's a chance, a potential chance that the Houston Texans with pick number 2 in the 2023 draft are not going to choose, in fact, C.J. Stroud, but could go in a different direction, I am told, at the defensive position where many players many, many players are in consideration. There's several players.
You're close.
Some of them are the best.
You're really close, but it's the Trump thing you're adding to it.
I know. I can't. Like, I'm like, it'd be better if he went. And many people say, many people.
Adam Schefter going Trump stuff.
And there are several people saying it's going to be a very unpopular move. Very unpopular. Not a lot of people are going to hate it. There's some people who will love it, but many, many people will hate it.
We did a video yesterday. I just can't see them with this era, this new era of good feeling, which they have this offseason, actually just throwing a hand grenade on it by drafting a quarterback.
So if you're not listening to the show, you have not been picking up stuff that John and I have had about Rockets, about Texans. We've had a lot of good stuff over the last 2 months about inside intel that comes out later. You're getting it first here. One of the things I can tell you is that the Houston Texans right now, I believe that it is split.
Personally believe.
So it's apparently, from what I've been told, it is split in the building on C.J. Stroud. There's definitely a chance C.J. Stroud could be the pick. However, I don't think it's been settled yet.
If they don't,
I don't know if they'll take another quarterback. You may not even have to trade up, by the way, to get a quarterback. It's going to be really tricky. If you pass on quarterback at two, then C.J. Stroud would go either three, somebody would trade up there, or the Colts would probably take him at four, would be my guess. Then what would happen?
Arizona's trading out. If C.J. Stroud is there, Arizona's trading out.
Well, there's going to be value.
Yeah.
There's going to be value. I don't see how they couldn't trade out. And they need draft picks. Their roster's bad. They got to get more players. So I would think C.J. Stroud goes third in that scenario, obviously. But what do the Texans do? Well, the Texans may kick the can down the road again, or they may take a look at Mac Jones via trade. I don't even think it'd be this year. They could look in the draft. I think they're going to look in the draft at other positions. You've got to remember now, Bobby Slowik is part of this whole thing, is that you don't have to have a great quarterback, right?
Yeah.
The whole Niners offensive passing concept is you don't have to have a great quarterback.
What if they did, though? What if they did?
Well, it makes it better.
Well, yeah, it makes it better. No, it actually, they've gotten to the right. They're at the altar. They just haven't gotten married yet. They're right there. If they just had a quarterback that could put them over the top, San Francisco would have a couple of titles right now. So let me ask you this, though. Who's making the decision?
Well, this is what's going to be. So what's going to happen is, I believe if they take quarterback, it's ultimately going to be because the owner says, I want quarterback. And obviously, if the owner wants something, he's going to get it. What I believe I know to be true, no matter what you hear in posturing, that we like two a lot and two quarterbacks and all that stuff, they like one a lot. And the other one they may like, they like two. But one of them they like a lot better than the rest. Yeah. That's just the truth. They don't like them the same. One of them they like a lot. And so the problem you have is that Carolina, so there's been a lot of talk about S2, right? We had one of the co-creators on our show, Brandon Alley, was on the show with us. And, you know, the S2 cognition score tests how quick guys can process. It tests a lot. It tests visually how they process things, how they see it, their decision-making, and also impulse control and things like that. And so it's not an intelligence test. It's a brain it's a neurological thing. And so, you know, rumors are Bryce scored really high on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of the Carolina Panthers, Dave Tepper, is said to be very, very all in with S2 scores. And C.J. Stroud, rumor has it, and you'll read stuff where actually C.J. scored really high. He didn't. And I'm not getting that from S2, but I'm getting that from a team source that he's not one of the high scorers in this. And so I think the owner, and this is the owner of Carolina, and if it were up to Frank Reich, I think he might rather have a bigger quarterback. But if the owner pulls the trigger there, which I believe is going to happen, the Texans have no chance of getting Bryce Young. Like, even if they offered a trade up, they're not going to be able to get him. And the only way they'd be able to get him, what I was told, is if Bryce tries to tell them he wouldn't play for them. That's the only way they would have a chance saying, I'm not playing for you. And that's not Bryce's personality.
So Adam Schefter said, Bryce Young came here and visited here. And Adam Schefter said, this is a waste of time.
Bryce Young is going to visit the Houston Texans. I think it's a waste of time. I think the ship has sailed. I think Bryce Young is going to be the number one pick. Mm-hmm. And they're not going to have a chance to take the guy that
really?
I think they would have liked to have taken. So now they're sitting there at number two, and what do you do?
I mean,
well, what did he say after that? What Lance said? I don't know that they're going to take quarterback at number two.
When you look at this selection, it is a very challenging move. There's many people who are saying...
I don't know when he became Trump. No. I have a grievance making Adam Schefter Trump is my grievance with you right here.
So
John McClain came out and said all this smoke about Nick Caserio is all smoke. He ain't going anywhere. Maybe he's not going anywhere. But we've heard, I mean, listen, we did a video yesterday, Josh and I, and we talked about this situation. Wasn't there something with D'Amico before he was hired about bringing his own guy along, bringing his own guy from San Francisco along?
He brought
Slowik with. He brought a few guys with. He's already brought some players with.
I brought up the name Adam Peters before just because he's the assistant. He's like the assistant GM
right
over there. Now, what I've been told is he wanted Rand Carthen, who ended up going to Tennessee. So Rand Carthen is out. But Rand was a guy that he would have loved to as a general manager. But there's a belief that Adam Peters, because he comes from San Francisco, I don't know if it's going to be Adam Peters, but I do think ultimately, I think Nick is going to, because people in the Patriots building have told an agent that I know that they think Nick is going to be coming back. So whether it's next year or the year after, he's still under contract for like three more years.
Well, yeah, listen, John McClain said he ain't walking away from $5 million a year.
No.
Well, okay, he doesn't have to walk away. We heard Nick Caserio go, listen, if I have to move aside, I will. We heard that in the postseason
press
conference.
But when he said move aside, I thought that meant that he might leave.
Leave, but maybe.
No. And he was like whip puppy dog, and it's real. Like, it's real that Nick doesn't feel the same juice in the building because I think Cal and Hannah, and I feel like you have to say Cal and Hannah.
Yeah, right.
I really do, based on all my conversations. Cal and Hannah are not buying into everything that Jack sold them. Nick Caserio, anything Jack had said, now,
yeah, right.
I think they look at differently.
I agree. That in that whole, they might want to leave that whole era. Let's get rid of it. We don't want this in the building. We gotta cleanse ourselves from all of that stuff. And Nick Caserio is part of that. He is, because he was hired in a roundabout way in some kind of secret move going there.
Yeah, but what I've been told is that D'Amico and his people he brought in, they like Nick.
They
get along with Nick. So I could see a scenario where Nick takes over, they have a reorganization, and Nick takes over as, you know, maybe director of pro personnel or whatever, and Lipfer stays at college scouting. I could totally see something like that. Or maybe D'Amico brings his own college scouting guy in and brings his own GM in. I could totally see something like that, because basically he could go back to New England, but if he does, then the Texans would have to pay the difference, you know, on what his salary was.
It's so funny how easily swayed this ownership is. My goodness. The shiny new guy. We're going to hire.
They've wasted so much money.
We're going to hire a GM, and then Bill and Jack come along. Well, we got to get rid of him. And now we love Bill O'Brien. We're going to do everything he says. And then we don't like him anymore. And then we're going to hire. Then
hire
know,
Omar
Jack
Khan.
Easterby is going to
be
in charge.
They were going to hire Omar Khan, and then Jack got him to hire Easterby.
And now Nick is here, but we really don't like him anymore. Now we got D'Amico. We really like him. Who does he want? And we're going to follow whatever. Oh, my goodness. It's just like.
I think you have to just realize that all of that was, the death of Bob McNair.
Yeah.
Really, it's all the death of Bob McNair.
So you had a competent ownership that knew what they were doing, or was at least business savvy.
Yeah.
And then that goes away, and you got Cal.
Yeah,
really?
They couldn't be.
That's what it is?
They weren't going to be conned by. But as soon as he passed away, Bill and, you know, Bill did his thing along with Jack. And now that Jack is gone, I don't think they're going to keep doing these bad moves. But I do think it's a carryover of that time. And Nick is the guy that they look at. Beside the fact that if D'Amico's the new guy in and the new guy that is going to have the juice.
Toy.
Yeah, he's going to want to have, you know, they're going to want him and his GM to be on the same page. And maybe he's going to want something who understands the 49ers way. You know, it would not be unusual because he understands the 49ers way, which is like if Adam Peters has been over there, the assistant GM, he's going to know what type of, you know, what are the physical standards, what are the arm length stuff, what kind of body types they like. He'll know that already.
Yeah.
Nick had New England's, which, you know, it was in theory an odd front, which is a 3-4, but you know, the Bill Belichick style may be different. Now here's another scenario. Maybe he doesn't want to go back and work for Belichick anymore. Maybe he's like, you know what? I may eventually go back there, but for right now, while I'm collecting this amount of money, I'd rather just keep collecting and stay in Houston because it's maybe he likes it better here. Maybe he likes not dealing with Belichick. There could be something to that as well.
Yep. All right. 703-780-3776. If you've got a grievance, you're more than welcome to file it here today on grievance. We've already filed our grievance against the Orleans Seafood and Marcus. Congratulations,
well,
Marcus, on nothing.
File any grievance, but I'm not. Now that you told me about it, it's,
yeah.
You know.
No. I filed a grievance. Don't worry about it. I ain't scared of it. 713-780-3776 to file your grievances today. Right now, I'm going to talk about I don't have any grievances against John Clay Wolf. Love John Clay Wolf. He's crazy, I'll tell you that. He's going to be on our air tomorrow morning. It's what he does. He comes on Saturdays, and he does a radio show that around the country. He doesn't even know how many stations he's got anymore. That's how big he's grown. But what his plan was, and it worked perfectly, is let me get on the radio, and I'll do radio shows. And one of them was right here. He's got the longest-running radio show in our station, actually. And I'm going to buy cars on the radio. Okay, you're going to do that? That's a different kind of show. It is a different kind of show. And here's the deal, is it works. And he's around the country now, all over the country, buying cars. And he does it better than anybody. And the reason that he does it better than anybody is because he gives you more for your vehicle. He just gives you more. So you're looking for a great way to sell your car. John Clay Wolf will buy it, and he'll give you more money for it. And then he'll sell it at auction for less. He'll make less money than he would have, than anybody else would have, because he gives you more for it. So if you're looking for that, more money for your vehicle, givemethevin.com. That's givemethevin.com.
Why don't we take a break?
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
97.5.
Listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
So, we got Gary in here. He's going to file a grievance. But quickly, people are filing a grievance against Bud Light, dude. So I went and played Highland Pines yesterday. It's so good. Anybody, you guys out there, you've got, if you're a golfer in this area, you've got to play it. It's different than everywhere else. So go in there and I get my Coors Lights, right? I look at the refrigerator. There's all kinds of Coors Lights gone. The shelf on Coors Light, the Miller Lite shelf. You know, there's beers gone. There's beers, all these different beers. The refrigerator is stocked. There's one Bud Light can missing. One Bud Light. Otherwise, the whole shelf is full of Bud Lights.
Really?
Maybe they and just I go.
They just got a brand new shipment in.
No. Actually, I asked her. I said, "So, how many Bud Lights have you sold today?" She goes, "You see it, one." I go, and she goes, "I've restocked the other shelves too. I've restocked the other shelves, and there's all kinds of beers missing." I haven't touched the Bud Light today. One Bud Light all day, she sold. I mean, it is a real thing. Bud Light is whoever that marketing director is, and she's been on. It's a woman that made this decision.
She's on a podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. She's been on a podcast. Whoever made that decision that she made, I mean, you got Kid Rock shooting up Bud Lights, and all these people that are having. I'm telling, it's real. I want to see their sales. Have you seen any sales?
No,
you haven't seen any.
You'll have people say, I'm sure people will say their sales are up. You can say whatever you want on Twitter. It doesn't matter. So you can say, oh, that's interesting because the numbers say that sales are way up. Or you'll say, I've heard the sales have plummeted. No one's going to know their sales. Right, Bud Light's not coming at to stockholders. They will quarterly, but they're not going to come out and like TV ratings. Well, here's the announcement about our sales around the country. Anybody says, no, I heard from the sales have plummeted. Who's getting information directly from Bud Light?
Well, you know what? You'll find it. I mean, well, are they privately owned or are they publicly traded?
I'd
like to see what if they were publicly traded
Anheuser
or what they're
selling. Bush
family. No, it's not.
They bought Carbach.
Yeah.
I think it's actually publicly traded.
It's publicly traded, does anybody know? Let's see.
Anheuser Busch stock. It's up today, 64.35. So like over the last 5 days, it's down 2.96%. Which I don't know if that mimics. Over the last month, it's up 3.53%. I'm sorry, it's up 5.8% over the last month.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was funny because when Nike, with the Colin Kaepernick stuff, everybody thought it was going to plummet or whatever. And I
didn't.
You didn't?
Because the people who are buying Nikes are more likely to be pro-Kaepernick.
Probably, yeah. Yeah, and
except for the people who buy Nike Monarchs,
and that's different than this though. I mean, that you weren't catering to such a small percentage of the population.
right. No, this was from a marketing standpoint, I have my doubts about how this is going to go. I have a good friend of mine who you know also who thinks this is going to end up being good for them. I said, how do you think that? He just said, because the attention they get, eventually this will work out. Now, yeah, but they are up 5.8% over the month.
Mm.
And this has been last 5 days, they're down 3%, but that could also be whether their stock goes up or down, whether they sell beer or not, I don't care. You know, I'm Gen X. I don't really care about any of this
stuff. Right. I do because I'm pro Coors Light, but that's me.
Yeah, no, you have a I mean, as long as it doesn't mess with my tequila sales, I don't care.
No, right.
I'm kind of a mind my business.
Let's get the fewer people drinking Bud Light, more people drinking tequila. Maybe you don't know.
Maybe so. Who's got grievances? So how do you officially file? Do they just say I'd like to file a grievance? Is that how this works?
If you'd like to file a grievance, 713-780-3776. Gary, who do you have a grievance against?
Hey guys, it's Friday, fun Friday. Hey, I got a grievance. I'm filing a grievance against John and Lance.
This is going to get.
Oh, you ain't alone.
The reason I'm filing a grievance because today's selections of music is not appropriate. You guys are playing, and this week they got some softball tournaments, and 95% of the little softball girls from all walk of life are going to be playing some T.I., Bun B, Slim Thug, Lil Baby, Lil Boosie, Ludacris, and Travis Scott. When they may sprinkle in a little Eminem and Bubba Sparks, but no Eye of the Tiger. So let's get it pumped up this weekend, guys, and go for it. So I'm filing the grievance because of the selection of music your show is playing right now.
Well, that's you got a grievance with RJ.
Well, RJ mixes it up now.
Yeah.
RJ mixes it up. Yeah. RJ has a diverse musical taste, just the same way I do. And you got to let that man cook. You just got to let him cook. That's all you got to do.
He's cooking right now.
Today on Fridays, as you don't know, sometimes he cooks with some Mellow Gold and 80s.
Oh,
I've noticed that that's kind of an 80s thing where he'll come with your outfield and stuff like that.
Yeah, or Michael McDonald or whatever. Yeah.
He kind of cooks sometime on Friday. So your grievance that you'd like to file is actually with RJ because girls playing softball want to listen to Big Crit. I mean, how we got to
girls playing softball,
listen to Bun B, Big Crit, Slim Thug. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine too. I don't know that all the lyrics are appropriate for young girls playing softball. I feel like some of those lyrics, I feel like Bun would tell you, I don't know that everything that I did is really necessarily for
young girls playing softball.
Girls.
Yeah, right, not sure.
Maybe wait till they get some of the themes are not great for you. Young kids, what did my daughter? I'm going to tell you this just real quick. My daughter, this will be fast. Yesterday, somebody at the dinner table got in trouble for having elbows on the table.
Yeah, as well you should. Right?
And I said, have y'all ever heard this phrase? elbows before knees off the table, please. And they said, no, no one had ever heard that before.
I've never heard
and
that.
And I was trying to think of other things. And she goes, they need to create a saying about you putting your hand on mom's butt when Mimi's around. Mimi is my mother-in-law. Mm-mm. First of all, I said, meanwhile, first of all, Mimi was standing over there, and my hand was on her butt back here where Mimi couldn't see it, number one. So, first of all, that's what I was doing. Number two, it's my house. I'll put my hand on my wife's butt if I want. My wife, my daughter hates it. She doesn't want us kissing. She doesn't want my hand on her butt. The dog hates it. Everybody hates it if I put my hand on one. And my daughter goes, well, they need to make one that says that. Like, if Mimi's in the room, don't put your hand where mom poos. I said, what? That's not a good saying. And my wife's trying not to laugh. And I said, wow, okay. And she, I mean, Maddie was being serious, too. Okay. And I said, Mimi's in the room. Don't put your hand where mom poos.
That's good. That's
I said, okay.
Good.
She goes, and my daughter, I thought maybe she was just, she goes, you do know where poo comes from, right? And mm-hmm. I said, yeah, I'm an alive human. What are you being serious? Is this a serious question now?
Well,
I don't know other sayings I can tell my kids.
If Mimi comes in and sits, don't put your hand.
Stop! You're a little out of line yourself there. You're like Harry, a really slow version of Harry Mack, trying to take words and freestyle, but it's not working quite okay. as fast as Harry Mack. Harry Mack, greatest freestyler in the history of the universe. If you never heard Harry, I'm trying to get him on the NFL draft, actually. Harry Mack is going to be, he was at LSU. Harry Mack literally is one of the most incredible people I've ever heard. And he's been around for a while.
He can go without.
He's insane. You're going to start seeing him.
I mean, just say a word and it doesn't matter.
Do you see when he was at the baseball thing?
I did not. I saw when the girls were.
The LSU girls volleyball team?
No. Just some random girls.
Oh, yeah. No, he did LSU girls volleyball team. Then he did three guys from the men's football team. Then he's in New Orleans. It's great. In the when he's in the French Quarter, it's maybe the best that I've seen. And then he did he was at NBA TV, and then I guess MLB TV is there too. It's all in Turner Vision or whatever. So it's Pedro Martinez. It's all these different people are in a room. They give him 14 words. He remembers 14 words and creates a freestyle off of 14 words. And it's preposterous how good he is.
That's unbelievable.
See if you can find one of Harry Mack's things that you come back with, but you got to make sure it's clean. Which is, he's usually pretty clean. It just depends. He's on Omegle, which is, you know, like chat roulette. Just different people will pop up, and he'll do freestyle for people.
That's where I saw him. Yeah. I mean, he's unbelievable. All right, we got a break. Tone, you got a grievance. We'll get you on the other side. We were talking about alcohol. We were talking about tequila. Okay.
All right. Can I keep going?
Yes.
All right, Maestro Dobell. So today's Friday. Friday is a Maestro Dobell day for me today. Now, I got to do... So I'm doing some TV. I'm also going to play called Drunk Shakespeare tonight. So what I think I'm going to do my little TV from 5 to 6, and then we are going to take our Uber, and I'm going to, right after my TV's done, I'm going to hit that Maestro Dobell, and I'm going to have a little Añejo, a 1.5-ounce pour, and I'm just going to sip it, just get a nice sip going, and then we'll go see Drunk Shakespeare, where one of the actors takes five shots before the play and then tries to keep it together. And we're going to have drinks that night, tonight too. And I'm hoping where I go, they have Maestro Dobell tequila. One problem I'm seeing is when I don't see Maestro Dobell, I let them know. I'm say, do you guys understand that this is made in Tequila, Mexico? Do you understand that 11 generations have been working on this? Like, what are you doing? What are you even doing if you're trying to sell me tequilas other than Maestro Dobell? I want the best. I want the one that has the flavor profiles and the varieties that are undeniable. And that's Maestro Dobell. That's my people. So make sure that that's your people, too. Get a bottle. Let me know what you think, whether it's Reposado, Añejo Extra, the Silver, the Smoke Silver, the Cristalino, and it goes on and on. Maestro Dobell.
Your home for sports is ESPN 97.5. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
See, here's, now see, this is good stuff for the girls' softball team. This is what the girls' softball team wanted, all right? Michael McDonald.
This is good stuff for the girls' softball team. It is true. Michael McDonald is the hook for is the hook for,
as you're walking to the plate.
Dog,
how many girls' softball teams have walk-up music?
What about regulators?
Right around none.
Girls' softball teams, they probably have walk-up music.
Do they?
Little league baseball teams have walk-up music now.
Do they now?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they have their little playlist and people up there, up to the plate. Dylan Kazmaier. And then dipping on four poles, wrapped in four bowls. Yes, yes. Little kids actually have it.
Didn't in Bel Air because
no.
Okay.
Well, they probably
that's
do
not
now.
How we roll.
They probably do now.
They might, but I doubt it.
They
we're
probably
not doing
do now.
That. Okay. What we did was we just win baseball. That's all we do. Win national
that
titles.
That was a while. Before. That was maybe in here. You don't shine shoes no more.
Well, that
you
was
don't...
1999.
Yeah, I'll bet you now. It's a, by the way, it's a lot different now.
I've got a renewed. A renewed grievance with Lovey winning that last game, changing the course of this franchise and setting us up to draft Terrell Pryor 2.0. It's a little disrespectful. Tony, Terrell Pryor was awful.
No. Is Terrell Pryor Richardson or Stroud?
Stroud.
Okay. I didn't know who. Well, I mean, but Terrell Pryor ended up being a wide receiver. C.J. Stroud is not the. Oh, because he's going to Ohio State. I get it.
Yeah.
I forgot Terrell Pryor was an Ohio State guy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So I don't know about that whole Terrell Pryor thing. I just know that win is costing us more. After that win, I was like, okay, there's only one guy in the draft. Really? Is that it? And you guys are all freaking out about that win? Well, it turns out there was only one guy in that draft. Turns out that the one guy that you really, really wanted is not going to be there. The one guy that could actually. Well, here's the deal, though. What are the odds? Because today's What Are the Odds Friday, right? It's what we do. We created this. What Are the Odds Friday? What are the odds that it may have been the greatest thing that ever happened to the organization that they lost that game and didn't get the number one pick because little tiny quarterbacks actually never, ever make it in the NFL?
I don't think the odds are great, but, you know, I also think Bryce Young may end up being maybe a top 10 quarterback in the league, which is fine. If you give me a top 10 quarterback in the league, I don't know that Bryce is ever going to be a top 5 quarterback in the league. He doesn't have the profile physically. He doesn't have the complete profile, but he does have the intangible profile. He has the intelligence, football intelligence profile. He has elusiveness and mobility. Like, he has a lot of what it takes. He doesn't have the big arm. He does, you know, there are size considerations. Which, by the way, can also cause, like, one of the things you see on tape that no one talks about is he has to elevate the ball. He can't really throw on a rope. When he's throwing between the hashes, he has to get it over the top of his offensive line and defensive line. So he has to throw with a little bit more. Like, he'll miss some throws simply because he has to throw it.
Yeah.
He has to give it a little bit of loft, a little bit of air, where taller quarterbacks don't have to do that. You'll notice he's sometimes more comfortable throwing outside the hashes. But I don't think the odds are great. I think – what are the – okay,
you
what are the odds?
He's going to be what are the a odds difference maker for Carolina.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think he's going to be – what are the odds that C.J. Stroud's a better quarterback than
Bryce Young?
Now, remember, take into account C.J. Stroud might come to a better – if he comes to Houston, he may come to a better situation from a – you know, from an offensive standpoint. I think Frank Reich's a good coach, but – they just lost DJ Moore. They just lost their top wide receiver.
Yeah.
We've got a better offensive line, pass protection. I mean, I would argue we have better wide receiving core, even though a lot of people say, well, what does that mean? They lost Christian McCaffrey. The Houston Texans have Damian Pierce. We have two first-round picks. You know, I mean, Carolina just had to trade away picks to move up. C.J. Stroud is actually coming into a better situation if he comes to Houston. And if he doesn't, then he'll go to whoever trades up to three. Or maybe he goes to the Colts. All those situations are better than Carolina. So, actually, consider all that stuff.
Yeah. Right. Well, let's face it. Are there any worse situations than Carolina in the league right now?
Yes.
Arizona.
Yeah, Arizona.
Well, but they've got a quarterback, so. They they've got a little, they've got another, they're two little tiny quarterbacks are really in the worst situations in the NFL.
Yeah.
Two little people.
Mm-hmm. They've got little guys there.
Yeah.
One is a little stout guy and one is a little slim guy.
Yeah.
But one of them has a bad attitude and one of them has a good attitude.
Well, says you. I mean.
Says America.
Well, not America. Well, says his old coach.
Says Kelvin Beachum and his old coach.
His old GM.
Says
his old GM.
Says one of his tackles, his old GM, his old coach.
Yeah.
Teammates.
How about Cliff taking the job at USC? Quarterback coach. I mean, I guess he just wants to be in L.A. with there's a female there, I think. That.
Do you know that people in football.
I mean, it would have been nice for, you know.
Everyone in football thought he was going to come back to California somewhere.
Yeah, right. It would have been nice here.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, there's thought maybe he'd end up with the Rams, too.
Well, the Dana's offensive coordinator's gone, so it would have been nice for Cliff to come here.
This is going to be McVay and Les Snead and Cliff just hanging around trying to be handsome.
Yeah. Trying.
Well, McVay to me is like a different. McVay is just like a more dressed up version of Gruden. He gives me so many Gruden vibes, except he's like a different generation Gruden.
He
talks right here. He's really intense. Also, he's got this going on. It's not the same John Gruden where it's here from Ohio. Man, I tell you what, man, this guy, CJ Stroud, a lot of people talking about, you know, oh, this guy Schefter saying many people, who are these many people who say this guy can't throw? He can throw with accuracy, he can throw with timing. He's a good, I'm telling you right now, he is a good quarterback. He's going to be a great quarterback.
Every single guy that came through there was a great Gruden quarterback.
Hey, tell me what you say. But you know what's funny? I know somebody who knows Gruden who said, there's some guys he did not like.
Oh, yeah.
Well, just from a football standpoint, not a personal standpoint. Hey, let me ask you a question, Andrew Luck. Why do you care about math? Care about all that stuff, man. What is math going to do for you? I love, to this day, Gruden stuff. Like,
yeah.
Hey, I want to know what you're looking at right here. You got the safety coming down, man. You gotta check it out to the wing, man. What are we doing?
Make it out to a travel ball tournament. Almost every team has DJ Daddy. Got his portable Bluetooth speaker. Rolls like an ice chest. Gets there early to set up his chair right next to the on-deck circle. His whole life for 10 years is walk-up music.
Yeah, okay. I'm telling you, it's a real thing.
Wow. Let's get Bobby in here. He wants to talk about the NFL draft. What do you say, Bobby?
Hey, what's going on, guys? What a great day to be a Houstonian. We can all finally quit pretending any of us actually wanted Bryce Young to be the quarterback.
I do!
How boring would that guy have been? He's 5'7". He's 145 pounds. A defensive tackle is going to sneeze on him, and his career is going to be over. Thank you, Lovey. You've done the city of Houston a great service.
Boo!
Now we can go out and get the guy we really need to get.
I'd like to file a grievance on Bobby. File a grievance. File a grievance.
Who's the guy we really wanted, Bobby?
He's off. CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud. I dare you to say Will Levis and see if you can keep your spot in the city.
Whoa. Bobby will have to go into hiding.
I don't know that Will Levis is going to be the pick. No. I don't think Richardson. They haven't really done a whole lot of work on Richardson. I don't think
it'll be Will Anderson.
I'd be okay if they trade it back. If they don't want Stroud, man, trade back and get some.
Mm-hmm.
Get something good.
To further flesh out the rumor.
He's not 5'7 and 145, okay? Let's get rid of that rumor. He is a heavy 204.
He can't. I mean, he's got so much water weight at 204.
I mean,
come on. His water broke right after the combine, okay?
Oh, my God, my water broke. What is it? Oh, no, I just peed my pants because I couldn't hold it anymore.
I couldn't hold it.
Because my bladder's so full.
Oh, my gosh. Mike Silver says to further flesh out the rumor, the talk is the 49ers assistant GM Adam Peters would be targeted to replace Caserio. I don't know. The rumor that Nick Caserio could leave the Texans after the draft has expanded to include talk that Caserio could be replaced by 49ers assistant GM Adam Peters. That's Pro Football Talk. Everybody is there's a lot of smoke around this thing.
But it's
I don't know if there's any fire.
A lot of times it's one source and multiple smoke. Like I had the Texans not. You know, I was telling somebody I don't have inside info. When I made my mock, I just tried to put pieces together. I said, well, you know, A, the drafts never go like you think they are. You know, I tried to think about what the Texans' new crew would value. Then I also took a look at the Mulgeta, potential Mulgeta situation. Does that have any impact? And I just laid it out. I put two and two together, and I said, you know what? I could see them passing on C.J. Stroud. And I almost put Stroud there, and I said, you know what? I'm going to take so much crap for doing this because nobody didn't have it, two quarterbacks. But when I did, there is a chance, though, that people say, well, Lance is from Houston. He's plugged in. You know, I got the first two picks right last year. I didn't have inside information from Houston Texans. You know, I just tried to think like the Texans. That's how I got Kenyon Green right. I did have intel from the LSU Tigers that the Texans loved Derek Stingley, so I just went with it. I just trusted my guy was right, and he ended up being right. As far as Kenyon Green, I just tried to think like the Texans would. And that's all I've tried to do here with C.J. Stroud is I tried to think like the Texans won. But I did get confirmation from somebody yesterday that I may be onto something.
Okay.
So I'll say is I got confirmation that I may have been the first one onto something. But some of these people now who will be doing the same thing, they're just going to – if somebody has something that you think could be right, you don't want to be left behind, so you just jump on that trend. So some of this is going to be people just coattailing or just riding – my info, and they don't have it, but it will sound like, oh my gosh, look at all the info that's out there. Now, I can tell you this. I do believe what Adam Schefter's telling you, I think, is locked in. Bryce Young is going to be the first pick.
All right, speaking of coattailing information, what about Bill Simmons taking some of mine? We'll hear him on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Right now, what about your hair? Shave your back. We used to say that. Literally. Anytime you didn't believe somebody, shave your back. Well, here's the deal. You don't have to shave your back anymore because Amy will laser it gone. No more shaving your back. You don't have to. And oh, by the way, when you shave your back, it comes back. When you laser your hair from your back, it doesn't come back. Okay? If you've got like this gigantic chest hair that you look like a bear and you want to, you know, listen, ladies don't love all that hair. I'm telling you, this ain't the 70s anymore. Okay, let's shave some hair off. Let's get rid of it. Let's laser it off so it doesn't come back. How about all that weight that you've gained? You want to lose it? Amy can do that as well. 975medspa.com. Look better, feel better. Botox, facials, guys. We do this now. You don't have to be a metrosexual like Paul Gallant to go get a facial. Okay, you don't have to be anymore. What you have to be is someone who cares about how they look and feel better, look better. It's all happening at 975medspa.com. Right in the Galleria area, easy to get to. You're looking for a great way to feel better and look better, look younger. 975medspa.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, 748 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Yeah. Brian Windhorst and Bill Simmons were on Bill Simmons' podcast. What is it called? Something. Anyway, here's what they were talking about, Jaylen Brown. It's Bill Simmons. It's the Bill Simmons podcast, actually. So there you have it. Here they are talking about Jaylen Brown.
Let's say you find a beautiful trade with Team X for Jaylen Brown because you don't want to pay him. Team X can't offer a trade like they know they're going to keep him because
he's unhappy that he didn't get the max. Yeah.
Or even if he gets to that place and he's like, oh my God, I've dreamed every day of my life to be in City X, and I love playing with player Y.
Houston
should absolutely not sign. It's a gap in the rule, and it's still going to be a gap. It looks like even in the new CBA.
So if Jaylen Brown makes one of three All NBA teams, he can get the max from Boston, which is $100 million more. he can get a max, super max deal if he makes 1 to 3. Which is, I'll tell you this, the AP got out of the, I forget what business they got out of because they didn't want to be responsible for people making more money because of their voting. And so now the sports writers vote on all NBA team, and they're going to be responsible. If they don't put Jaylen Brown in one of these three teams, he makes $100 million less, or potentially $100
million. Oh, I see what you mean, because there's financial stipulations. Yeah, that is a lot of pressure.
That's a lot of
people are going to take it very personally.
That's right. Well, yeah. I mean, Jaylen Brown is going to go, hey, I'm not one of the 15 best players in the league, really.
Do you know what it could happen? Like, I could see some voter being an agent going to a voter and say, hey, if my guy gets into the top, you know, into two, it's your job. Of course, then you act like it's a room and there's a jury and you have to. It's not a jury where there's 12 people sitting around going and there's one guy who's dirty one who says, listen, I think Jaylen Brown's got to be second team all NBA. And here's why. But,
well, no, but not second team all NBA. He could be third team. But here's the deal. There's an agent calling around to all the sports writers and saying, hey, my guy Jaylen Brown, he was pretty good this year.
Oh,
Making a campaign for him.
Yeah, yeah. No, you could do that.
Yeah.
I get that from people all the time about their prospects. Like, guys, my draft rankings are not going to have any impact on where they get taken.
Well, y'all need to this stop. Has an impact on how much Jaylen Brown can make. Yeah. This is a real thing.
Well, my grade doesn't, so stop. So leave me alone.
Well,
agents.
But the Rockets. I mean, we took a look at their guy who's making the most money right now is $9 million. That's Jalen Green. Second most is Jabari Smith at $8 million. They don't have the trade capital to trade for Jaylen Brown and his contract and what it's going to cost. I mean, you've got to match up salaries. Now, whether or not you could get a third team involved and everything else. But the question is whether or not Jaylen Brown wants to be there. And the other question is, are the Rockets going to go for Jaylen Brown and go all in on Jaylen Brown? What would they have to give up? That's another question. Sure, who isn't interested in Jaylen Brown? Who isn't interested in having Jaylen Brown on your team? You'd be an idiot not to want to have Jaylen Brown on the team. Are the Rockets feasible? Yeah, they're somewhat feasible, but would it be the number one place for Jaylen Brown? I don't know. What about if Udoka is the head coach? What about if they get the number one pick? I mean, there's a lot of different things that would have to happen, and then you'd have to have a third team involved because you wouldn't be able to make the trade.
Yeah.
And then the Celtics would have to say, yeah, I like that deal. You know, I'm comfortable with that deal.
I think Jaylen to the Rockets, like maybe 20%.
Yeah. I could
better say. Chance of Jaylen to the Rockets or Wimby to the Rockets?
14%.
We know what that is. Yeah. Which one? Which one's better though? You think Jaylen or Wimby? When you think about it, like when you think
well, it
with
depends.
Your...
If Wimby's on the Rockets, then Jaylen to the Rockets has a better chance then. So Wimby does it definitely affects whether or not Jaylen Brown.
Well, Jaylen may want to be there. He may not. Maybe he wants to be the lead dog. You know what? Jaylen Green may not be somebody Jaylen Brown wants to play with.
Yeah, well, I mean, they're similar. They're, you know, similar kind of players.
He may not want to. I think Jaylen Brown wants to be James Harden now. Wants to go from a team with a Jason Tatum slash Kevin Durant and wants to go be his own Kevin Durant. Wants to go be his own James Harden. That's not going to be with the Rockets.
Is that good enough?
Now, Jaylen Green's
look at, you know what? It's you know what's comparable? CJ McCollum. CJ McCollum went from under Dame's wing, went to the Pelicans, and lost a play-in game. Mm-hmm. CJ McCollum then afterwards had this to say, and you tell me.
If there's any hidden meaning?
Who CJ McCollum might be talking
about.
Now,
who does he play for?
The Pelicans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and who else plays for the Pelicans, or doesn't play for the Pelicans?
Well, that would be Zion.
Let's hear.
He still gets checks, though.
Let's hear CJ McCollum.
He goes to the sleeping bag.
It's hard to say what we need to do other than injury because we played 10 games together with our core. So I would say availability is important, man. We got to be available. We got to do what we need to do, you know, off the court in terms of preparation, in terms of getting treatment, in terms of getting the right sleep, the right type of hydration, having the right type of diet. I mean, everything has to matter to us for everybody, 1 through 15. You know.
For everybody, 1 through 15. Well, let's see what he mentioned. Availability, the right kind of diet, sleep at night,
You know,
hydration,
which is an issue right now for athletes in general. Young athletes, the sleep level, they say, is a huge. University of Texas, they used to monitor sleep when Tom Herman was there. Yeah. They had players getting 2.5 hours a night because they were up gaming all night.
Because they were up studying all night.
Oh, yeah, I meant studying.
Yeah.
Except for the fact they said, why'd you not get sleep? Been playing a lot of video games. Let's sleep a little.
Dang it. With Kyler? Was this when they were about to play Kyler?
Yeah, the Kyler thing is not, it's not just Kyler,
no,
by the way.
No.
It's a real thing. And hydration, I mean, I'm not hydrated. But if you don't hydrate, you're a bad teammate.
That's
what CJ McCollum's saying. Now, will you give Tom?
I hydrate regularly with Coors
Light.
Will
you please give Tom, not Penders, Tom
Herman?
Herman, his flowers, because he's the first one to bring up hydration in sports.
No, yeah.
He's the first person to say, no one else was ever saying hydration is important in sports. Tom Herman was the first to be brave enough to say that.
Yeah.
And now CJ McCollum, he said, sources tell me hydration is important.
Yeah. Well, so is diet.
So is diet and availability.
Availability.
It's not going to be cool. I don't want to do the Zion thing because it makes people mad that we talk about Zion for some reason. Because Jackie and Jason get upset that we bring up the Zion thing. It's just fascinating that one of the most talented players in the league now just says he's just mentally not himself, so he can't play.
Yeah. No, even
though he's physically fine. And,
that's a good team, Brandon.
And just got a max.
They got a good team.
They really do.
They really do.
They're a team that could compete
for the West.
If they
actually all played together.
If they actually all played together, that is a really dangerous team.
Let's get Julian in here. He's got a grievance. Hey, Julian, what's your grievance today?
What's going on, gentlemen? My grievance, I have two grievances, man. One is against past and future Uber riders. Take a shower. Do not get upset when I roll down the windows because you stink. My second grievance, 49ers South. Do not take Peters from us. I like Peters. Adam Peters has done a very good job for us. Leave our people alone. Have a good day, gentlemen. Yeah. And
no,
as always.
I'm sorry.
Leave my people alone, he said.
No, I'm sorry.
No, we're saying, listen, we were Denver South. We were New England South. Now we're San Francisco South.
Yeah. Okay? We'll take your region if we want to.
That's right.
That's what we do. What we co-opt.
We try to we appropriate your identity.
Yes.
Okay, if we want to identify as the 49ers, we will identify as the 49ers, okay?
We are very fluid.
Yes.
We are fluid. Our team identity is very,
very fluid.
If we want to identify as 49ers,
yes,
we are going to do that. Yes.
Yes, that's
and
what we
so
do.
So we say, oh, Bobby Slowick. Oh, D'Amico Ryan.
We don't care.
Adam Peters.
That's right. Ridgeway.
Hassan Ridgeway. If we want to do that, we're going to do that.
Yeah.
And you can't tell us what to do.
No. Slowick. Who's the safety? Yeah.
D'Amico, Jimmy Ward. Yeah.
Well, we will identify as the 49ers. We were identifying as the Patriots before. We don't want to identify as. They're out. Okay?
Yeah.
They're not cool anymore.
We no longer identify as Patriots, which people really didn't like. We also identified as Colorado State for a little while.
Oh, yeah,
too.
For a little while. We were Colorado.
Because Gary had.
But Denver, the Broncos.
Denver.
Where we took Gary and Rick.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. No, we definitely identified as Broncos.
As the Broncos. Yeah. It's what we do.
Yep.
We appropriate. That's what we should be. The Houston
Texans.
Appropriates.
The Houston Appropriators? That isn't going to. What's the logo?
A chameleon. Because we can.
Right now, what if we just.
We should have a mascot that's a chameleon.
What if it's.
Because we can change as soon as.
Or what if it's an HT in the circle? Like the San Francisco 49ers had the SF, we just put HT.
Yeah. Can we change? I heard we're changing colors. Can we change to gold and
red?
Gold and red?
No.
Yeah. 759 ESPN 97.5, 92.5, 713-780-3776. I want to talk about the Morley Law Firm right now. It's important that you get the right consultation. It's important you get the best representation. It's important that whatever issue that you're having with whomever, go to the website and see all of the different. I mean, go to MorleyLaw.com right now. If you have some kind of an issue, go to MorleyLaw.com. And see all of the things that they can do for you. See all of the things that's happening that they're dealing with. at the Morley Law Firm. They're unbelievable. The experience is tremendous. Go look at the different people that are the make up their law firm. Go see everything that they're doing at the Morley Law Firm, and you will be there. Because they are going to make sure that you get the best representation that you possibly can. If you're looking for representation on anything, okay, you have any kind of an issue with an insurance company, a doctor, you have someone hit you, you need a criminal expertise, you need civil expertise, no matter what it is. If you're getting divorced, if you are immigration problems, se habla español. Make the call, Morley Law, 713-839-9955, 713-839-9955, or MorleyLaw.com.
Stay tuned for more John and Lance on ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.